Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing, and I think that this is going to be the last shiur on this topic, on the topic of Simcha, and we're going to, on page Nun Vav, at the bottom, I know we skipped a couple, but that's what we've been doing, on the bottom of page Nun Vav, by Dalid/Chaf Beis, so we started that there's three types of simchas that we're going to talk about. There was a simcha im atzmai, a person recognizing his own chashivas. There was a simcha basiyas hamitzvahs that we spent many weeks on. And the last chelek of simcha is liyoy sameach b'chalkoi, is to be a sameach b'chalkoi. So the first shtickel he brings here, Namur Chav Beis, is from Rav Volban Alishur. And he says, Maimin amiti tzarech liyoy sameach b'chalkoi. A true maimin in Hashem has to be sameach b'chalkoi. Now it's interesting, we mentioned this a different time from Rav Volba as well. Ki bor loy she'ena kodesh baruch hu mekapech kol beryo. The first thing is, if you're a true maimin in Hashem, a person is sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not gypped anybody off. There's nobody who's getting ripped off by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not giving him less than he needs. Now, that is in two oifanim. The way he first says it is, uvikaychay shehu nasan loy, yachal adam behechlet lahagia lishleimusay. It's an interesting twist on sameach v'chalkoi that we did mention once before also, this idea from Rav Dessler a few weeks ago. But Rav Volba is saying that a person has to be sameach v'chalkoi, meaning that whatever I have, we're not talking about yet when it comes to money and finances and gashmias. We're talking about who the person is and who I am and my kaychais. So people aren't happy. People aren't happy because I wish I could do this, or if I had this, I would do that, all the different things. And a person has to, if a person is a true maimon, so he knows he has exactly what he needs to bring him to his shleimus, which we've mentioned many times as well. The kaychais HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and that's part of being sameach b'chalkoi. That means it's similar to the beginning where we talked about sameach im atzmai, being makir your chashivas, understanding who you are and what you are, and you're perfect for what you need to do. Rav Volba is saying that's part of being sameach b'chalkoi, being sameach in what you've been given, meaning what you've been given as a person and your kaychas and everything you have, and not to have the elusive Sham, as we said a different time. Sham teik furaschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Matan Torah, if you're mekabel the Torah mutav, you accept upon yourself what you're supposed to do, good. And if not, sham teik furaschem. What's sham? There's always this elusive sham. Sham is over there. If I would have been in a different place, if I would have been born to a different family, a different city, a different yeshiva, a different rabbi, a different person, everything's sham. It's all the sham. Sham. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, are buried by sham. Sham take for aschem. If you're not willing to take what you got and do the best with it, because that's what you're supposed to be doing, and you're always busy with the sham, if I would have been somewhere else, the sham will bury many different people. Take for aschem. So that's the idea, person sameach b'chelka in who they are. Hu yodea gam ki Kain ki, and I guess there's some words missing there. Ein adam daim l'sheini. A person has to know there's no two people alike. Heinu ayichidi beherkav zeh shel kaychas b'chol ha'olam. You are unique that with all the different mixes of kaychas, right? You have those books for kids. You know, you have like the three parts, and you mix and match head, body, feet, and all the different things. That's what it is. A person is really a mixture of all different kaychas. Some people are stronger than others in one thing, and other people are stronger in this thing. But if you really break down every person is full of so many different kaychas. And again, I'm not a scientist, but I'm sure a scientist would be able to like appreciate, you know, when you make some sort of concoction, you know, it's this percentage of this and this percentage of that, and you come out with whatever you get with the 100%. Then if you tweak it and you add 1% more of this and take 1% away of that, you end up with a whole different product at the end. Even though it's a little bit, and for sure if you start taking away or adding percentages in much higher numbers, you come out with all different things. A person may say, well, what do you mean? It's all the same ingredients. It's all, well, why is it coming out different? But it's davar pashut that what's going to come out is dependent. The person's the same thing. Every person, we all have very similar kaychas if kamat, probably most people have all of the same kaychas, probably. but it's all measured down to the tenth of the tenth of whatever it is, down to the minute in exactly what percentage we have it. And Mamel, that's what makes us unique. And that what he's saying, there's no two people that are exactly alike. What do you mean? We may be similar. People are similar, and some people are more similar, but exactly alike, even identical twins are not exactly alike. Adarabha, you see, they have all different, they might be very similar, but this one has this quirk, this one has that quirk. Sometimes they're mamish worlds apart from each other, even though they look identical. But even if they're similar, and they're identical on the outside, but there's always going to be something different. I am someone who is a yachid. I'm the unique, beherkiv zeh shel kaychas, with this mixture of kaychas b'chal oilam. You gotta accept yourself. A person has to accept who he is. And you not only just accept it, you have to be sameach. You have to be happy. Whatever you got, this is what Hashem feels is perfectly tailored for you. Whether it's ruchnias, whether it's gashmias. Whether it's ruchnias in my kaiches haruchni, whether it's in my kaiches hagashmi. It seems here Rav Alba is still focusing on not my what I own and that type of gashmias and who I am. Some people are stronger than others, but there's physical kaiches that a person has. Zehu ha'imik b'simcha zu, shadam moitze shalom im atzmai v'gairoli. A person is able to find shalom with himself and with his lot. The chai b'harmonia im atzmai, and is able to live in harmony with himself. He's able to live with himself. A person's able to accept themselves, and people have a very hard time with that. People have a very hard time accepting who they are. It's a big yitzhara not to accept who you are, because if you would accept who you are, you would mamish go for the gold. You would take your kaychus and you become the greatest that you could be and reach your potential. So the yitzhara has a special midah that he has, and he makes a person, you're this, you're not this, you're not strong enough. He makes you focus on your weaknesses, he makes you compare yourself to others, and a person then becomes not happy with themselves. Not sameach b'chel koi, and that's the first madrega of being Sameach b'chel koi. Rav Alba says you have to be sameach with who you are and what your kaychas are and what your deficiencies are as well. That's not a stira. That's part of what makes you up as a unique person, and that's being sameach b'chel koi. Now, in the next piece, he says v'yata. This is from Norcha Sadika. Habei turei ki asimcha kelele sakal. Again, we're talking about simcha. Now we move into what we usually call Eizu Asher HaSameach B'chelkoi in the Pashup Shat. Person being Sameach B'chelkoi is a person who's an Asher. Just last week at the Kiddush, one person here told me, he says, I'm not a Gvir, but I'm an Asher. I don't have any money, but I'm Asher because I'm very happy with what I have. A person just mentioned it to me in passing last week on Shabbos. I'm not a Gvir, but I'm an Asher. That you should know. So it was in the context. It wasn't just coming over and telling me that in the middle of nowhere. It was the context of a conversation. You know what I'm saying? So the person's not right. The person's very Sameach B'chelkoi. He really is. Not a Gvir, but he knows he's Sameach B'chelkoi. So says Darcha Sadikim, a person who's constantly being Dayig Alayla Mazeh in Lemenucha. He has no rest. He has no peace with he's always out to gain money and to earn money. He's never happy with what he has. So therefore, someone who's a sameach b'chelkoi, it doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say, Ezehu bal simcha hasameach b'chelkoi. It's not the Mishnah says he's an usher. Afim hu ani. If you really go to his dollars and cents, he might be the poorest person. But ki yismach b'hem shu chelkoi v'nachalosei. I remember someone once said pshat in the Mishnah, Ezu asher sameach b'chelkoi. That means with the lat chelkoi means his personal chelek. The chelek Hashem gave him. There was a fellow there, a very chashing man, says, none of the mefarshim say pshat like that. If you look in the Rishayim and Rabbeinu Yaina, you look at Avos, nobody says the pshat. But here the Archa Sadikim says it. The Archa Sadikim says, person sameach b'chelkoi v'nachalosei. In what I have, it's personally tailor-made for me. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give me. V'cheinu oimer yismach leib mevakshei Hashem. V'amida hazois b'nafshes ha-sadikim she'im b'noyam sholem b'inyan avidosom u'v'simcha gedolah b'prishusam. The tzaddikim are like this. They might have nothing. They don't have anything physical. They're the biggest prushim. They separate themselves from Eilam Hazeh. You say, what do they have? What are they happy about? What are they enjoying? Tarot says, there's the simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'may shenemer, simchu b'Hashem gilu tzadikim v'harninu kol yishrei lev v'cheinu oimer or zeru al ha-tzadik ul yishrei lev simcha. So this is a person who's being sameach b'chelkoi in what he has in this world. And that's, if a person's not able to be sameach b'chelkoi, so then he's always has unrest, and therefore he has unrest. He's always never happy, he's always worried, he's always thinking how he needs to get more, and memela, he's not considered an asher, he's not considered a rich person. He's considered a person who's an ani. Why? Because an ani, by definition, means someone who's lacking something. An asher is someone who's not lacking something. He's a rich person. He has what he needs. So if you are a poor person in dollars and cents, but you're happy with what you have, that means you're not lacking. So you're an asher. You're an usher. In your mindset, you're an usher. You can be the richest person in the world, but if you're not happy with what you have, you're an ani. Why? Because you don't have it. You're missing something. You're always chasing the elusive, whatever it is, whatever you're looking for. Like we said on Shabbos from the Nativ. We said that Klai Yisrael B'Shas HaChorban, they were all upset. They said, here we are, and we're suffering so much. And look at Nebuchadnezzar, look at Nebuzarad, and all these people, they have everything in the world. And the Navi Chavakuk, Hashem answers through the Navi Chavakuk and says, if you think these people are happy people, the most miserable people in the world. Sancheirev, he had half the world to himself, but he couldn't get Yerushalayim, so he was miserable. Nebuchadnezzar got Yerushalayim, he wanted to be Kaivish Kalaylam. He was the most miserable person in the world. These people weren't happy because they always had something they were missing. Nebuchadnezzar, it's brought down, the Mepharshim speak, he was not just the biggest grump in the world, besides being the biggest achzer in the world. He was such an achzer, Nebuchadnezzar, that when he went to Gehenim to be burnt, the Rishayim in Gehenim got nervous that Nebuchadnezzar is coming here to make us crazy also and to be cruel to us. So it says, the Magi says, when he came to Gehenim, the Rishayim got nervous. He came over here also to persecute us. So he instilled fear. It's like, you know, when we talk about in the KGB, in the USSR, in the old Russian days, everyone was afraid to say anything. That's how it was. Nebuchadnezzar was a million times worse than that. The Mishnah says no one smiled in his days. No one in the world smiled, even though he was out in who knows where. They're afraid someone's going to report him. He has this, he has that, and yet Nebuchadnezzar had it all and all the power, and he was the most miserable person in the world. But a tzaddik, b'emunasa yichya. But a tzaddik, you Klal Yisrael, tzaddikim, you might be full of tzaris, but you have emun on the Rabbeinu Shalom, you have betachon on the Rabbeinu Shalom, yichya. We said, the Netziv says yichya means you have quality of life, you are living a happy life, or you have the opportunity at least. But tzaddik, b'emunasa yichya, not just physically living with alizas hanefesh, you're happy, you're content. Person who has emuna could go through tzaras, and that's really the next piece from the Shulchan Aruch of being mevarach al ara k'shem shemevarach al atayv. That if a person understands it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom, he has a different outlook on life. Now we, throughout this chapter, throughout this whole topic of simcha, we always mention the pasuk of tachas hashlevatas Hashem alikecho b'simcha v'tuv leivav meroiv kol. So, because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a Meshech Chachma over there that now that we're flipping to the other side about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, so there's a Meshech Chachma, if I could find it, he says, the Meshech Chachma says, right. So he says, "Tachas Hashalevatas Hashem Likecha." Why did you serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Vasiba lazeh shalevadatahu. What's the reason you didn't serve Hashem? Machmash ayila simcha v'tayv leiv meiroiv kol. The problem was that your simcha, your enjoyment, came from all the gashmias, from the roiv kol. There's a pasuk in Navi says, "Kla Yisrael, you're not supposed to rejoice the same way the rest of the world rejoices." The more things they could get, it tries to make them happier. It doesn't really make them happier. But you don't end up serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. A Jew is supposed to be happy with what he has. We're not supposed to be out to amass the most wealth in the world. That's not called success. Of course, if a person's able to get what he needs and to do mitzvahs with it, it's part of success. But that's not what defines success. Adirabba, a person's supposed to be sameach b'chalkoi. A person's supposed to live b'istapkus. However, how is a person supposed to have his roiv kol misimcha v'tuv leiv? Meaning, he's making a contrast here. The pasuk says you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why didn't you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because your simcha came from your roiv kol. You found your happiness in the gashmias, in the roiv kol. But that's not how a Jew is supposed to be. Adarabba, haroiv kol misimcha v'tuv leiv uchamamorim ezu asher asameach b'chalkoi. Adarabba, you're supposed to have simcha, and your simcha is supposed to bring you to understanding that whatever you have is what you're supposed to have. And he says that's pshat in the beginning of the parsha. The beginning of the parsha says v'samachta b'chol hatayiv. You should be happy with chol hatayv, all the good. Why? Asher nasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha. If you want to be happy with what you have, you have to be makir that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So kevan shashem nasan loy, if Hashem gave it to you, vaday matzachein be'eino v'hagun l'fanav. Obviously you found favor in his eyes. And he felt this is befitting for you. V'alzeh yismach. You should be happy that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. Now it was always Maisif that we know the difference between Esav and Yaakov. Esav said, Yesh li rav. And Yaakov said, Yesh li kol. Yesh li kol, I have all that I need. Esav said, Yesh li rav, I have a lot, but I want more. That's tachas ha-shleivatachas Hashem l'kecha v'simcha v'tiv leivav. May rav kol. If it's rav kol, that's not going to bring it to avodas Hashem. V'aviz samachta b'chol hatov, Yesh li kol. If you understand why, because Hashem nasan Hashem l'kecha. Hashem gave it to me, this is what I'm supposed to have. And it's a very important madrega of a person able to be understand that what HaKadosh Baruch, like the Rav Volba said, it takes amuna. In this week's parsha, you find a similar thing. In this week's parsha, we find by this week's parsha, I came across a var today. V'oyev ger losis loy lechem v'simla. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the ger. Losses loy lechem v'simla, some bread and a shirt. So Rashi says, "Dover chashuv ze." It's a very chashuv thing. Shekal atzmei shel Yaakov Avinu azeh hispalo. What do you think? Giving a ger a shirt and some bread is not chashuv? All Yaakov Avinu asked for was v'nasam li lechem lechel uvegelobash. And the Medrash brings on a story with Achilles Hager came to Rabbi Lezer. And he told him, that's it, that's all you give the ger. He was a ger. He says, all you give the ger is lechem and simpla. And he told him, what do you mean? You think that's such a small thing? Look at Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, nasan lechem lechel v'agilubash. So, as he brings down here from Bar Yefinkel, Zichrayin Levracha, the Reshiva and Mir Brachfeld, where he asked the question, he says, you know, it's nice. Yaakov Avinu was a sameach b'chalkai, and he was a mistapik b'muat. Fine, granted. All he said, all I need is some bread and beg a little bush, and I'm a happy camper. But, so, that's what you give the ger? I mean, so fine. Yaakov Avinu was on a madrega. The ger, we tell him, here's a little bread, here's a little beged, have a nice day, be sameach b'chalkai, be mistapik b'muat. That doesn't sound right. So he said, the pshat is that the Torah is coming here to be mechanech ager, and it's obviously something we could all learn from. And he's been mechanech the ger, and perhaps maybe a ger on one hand may need it more this idea than anyone else because he's coming from the outside world. He's coming from the Gaisha world. Granted, you give him all the credit in the world without taking that away, but there's a certain mindset that he grew up with, and that is, the more you get, the happier you'll be, or the more successful you'll be. Now you're becoming a Yid, it's a whole different story. And we tell the Ger, if you really want to be happy, we're going to tell you what it is. Look at Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had the minimum. That's all he had was Lechem Lechel, Avega Lilboish. And that's the Madrego that a Yid strives for. So of course Avada, we're going to help a Ger, we're going to give him more than he needs. We'll give him more than Lechem, we'll give him more than Simla. But it's a lesson that we have to teach the Ger, and it's a lesson that every person has to learn. That if you want to be truly happy in this world, you have to be Sameach B'chalkecha. If your Chalik is the minimum, you have to be Sameach with that as well. It takes a very high level of Amunah to get to the fact if a person only has Lechem, Lechem, Lechel, Avega Lilbaish. But that's what a person has to understand, and this is what we tell the Ger when he comes. We love you, and we're going to give you a chinuch. And what it means to be a maimin b'Hashem, to be a sameach b'chelkecha, is even if all you have is lechem lechel uvege lilboish. And in this week's Parsha Grada, there's a long meshachachma, a very geshmak meshachachma, on the pasuk uvoi sidbak, that you're supposed to be dovuk b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban, how to understand what the pasuk means, but the meshachachma says his own shat, and he says, this mitzvah is the mitzvah of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah of bitachon. Where's the source of the mitzvah bitachon? It's in uvoi sidvak, when you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a long arichas, but the bottom line is that he says there's certain difference, there's always bitachon in the world. Bitachon, a wife is bitach in her husband, that she's going to take care of him. A child is bitach in their father. These are natural trust, take care of him. A nation is bitach in their king. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Avinu, he's Malkeinu. He has all the milas. And the Meshech Chacham goes through a whole arichas to explain that a person really, if he's at the top tier of Emunah and Bitachon, he's with the understanding that not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for him better than he knows what's best for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows him that much better that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what he needs better than he thinks or knows himself. And therefore, if a person is able to come to such a madrega of yediyah, of understanding that, so finish. Let him rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why wouldn't he rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's part of this understanding of being a sameach b'chelkecha, whether it's in Gashmi, it's in Ruchni, it's in Kaychas, in potential, is the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me, and he's given me, and he knows what I need better than I need myself. Not just in who I am, in my neshama, which I don't know very well. Even in my Gashmias and everything that surrounds me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows best. And if a person's able to work on their Amunah, so then this comes next, that a person's able to be Sameach B'chelkai. And just to wrap it up, if you go down to the next one we spoke out already, but Chaf Hei is again from Avol, but he gives you an Eitzah. He says, "La'hagia l'simcha shel mamishim chelkai." If a person wants to come and work on getting to this madrega, lis'oirer b'kvius l'simcha zu. So you got to set a time to try to be ma'oirer yourself for this simcha. Where should you do it? Hamakim l'zehu b'virkas she'asali kol tzarki. Every morning you thank Hashem He gave you all of your needs. Uvevirchas hameichin mitzadei gover. He prepares my steps. That means He prepared everything for me. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me is tailor-made for me. They prepared them for me. It's not, I'm not walking on my own somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared it. And asali kol tzarki. He gave me all that I need. Bevirchas hashachar. Yesh lahach. Listen to the Lashon Rav Volba. Yesh lahagid. Kol boiker shtei brachas elu bisboinus meruba. When you say these two brachas in the morning, you should think about what that means, that He gave me everything that I need. Think about everything that He gave you. Think about who you are. Uvechizuk rav be'amuna. I mean, mechazik your amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in what He gave you. Ad shemagia mamash l'simcha b'chalkoi. Eventually, if a person's able to work on themselves in these two brachas, v'zois lo yoyma yamayim elachadoshim rabim. Don't think it's going to take a day or two. It's take months. Take months till you get to that madrega. But this is where you start working on it. If a person wants to know where to start working on it, those two brachas in the morning are the time where a person starts working on it. So this is the end. The next two paragraphs, he talks about simchas you shouldn't get involved in, schaik, and making fun of people, and being happy when people fail, and all those types of things. Those are the next ones, both from the Archas HaTzadikim. But this really wraps it up, as Hashem, for this... for this topic of Simcha. I don't remember, we have 7 or 8 shiurim. Baruch Hashem, I think it was a hatzlacha. And what we're going to do is as follows. Next week, there will not be a shiur. Baruch Hashem, in 2 weeks, we will have a shiur. 2 weeks will already be R LeGimel Elul. Thursday night will be Gimel Elul. And he has a section in the Sefer called Tshuva L'Yemei HaRachamim Vaslichas, and I think it's appropriate that we will do some of that for those few weeks leading up to the Yom Ha'Ra'im Bezis Hashem.